views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
I've been having crazy stuff going on with technical stuff since yesterday, so I'm just glad that it's working. Let's put it that way. So I'm thankful. So it could be one of those fun days where it's interesting stuff going on over there. Other than that, I'm so glad to be here. So we weren't here last week. And by the way, I don't know if you can see it, but in honor, and just to let everybody know, they may not be able to connect with us today, but all the people that are going through some tough natural disaster stuff, I have my namaste shirt on, and it actually says namaste at the beach all the way down lower. You can't see that because I'm too short if you're watching video. But it's to let you know that the light in me is honoring the light in you while you're going through some tough times, and I'm with you. I live along the coastline, and it was tough last week. It's still going to be tough for a bit for those people that were really impacted by those hurricanes. We had earthquakes in Mexico and the fires on the West Coast and whatever else is going on out there in the world. My heart is going out to everyone going through whatever challenge that may be, because there's definitely some challenges happening. So what I want to say to you is I believe in you. The universe believes in you. And this is a time where we gather together and we lift ourselves up in love. We lift one another up in love. So I did this show today to put out and to restore the vitality of our energy field. So we're going to be doing some energy healing. I want to give you some tips on how you will be doing this for yourself as well. And then we're working with the angels for that comfort that we need right now, because we don't want to be trapped into the victim mode, which probably a lot of people are feeling right now with what's happened. And it always bothers me. They always call it the victims on the news, the media. And I don't like that. We keep putting people back down in mode and to not be, you know, and things are going to happen. And it's how we approach them. And some of these are really tough times. I've been in them. I've been in some things that are, whoa, okay, I really have. I've been through some tough times, and I know what it's like. I know what it's like to go through things like that. I'm not saying I've gone through exactly what you've been through, but I have been through a few. I mean, I've had to start all over a couple of times and not had anything to my name at one point, without going into detail, because I've chosen, I don't want to be identified by that happened to me. I want to be identified by that I have chosen to grow on my soul level. So I am very much into the metaphysics of things, the energy behind everything we experience. And what I like is that I have found ways to move through things faster and more efficiently by going this route. So I'm sharing that with you. This may not be for everyone, but it's very much what I'm into, and that's what I'm sharing, as I'm sharing my passion and what's worked for me. My connection with the angels has always been there. It really has never not been there since I was a young child. I hid it for many years because it was just against my upbringing. And finally, I just had to basically stop hiding that. And I can't imagine a day without them. However, I do want to share that it does feel like it's changing, or that for some people, they don't feel like they're there. They absolutely are there, but it's changing a little bit the way I'm experiencing it as well. And it's more like they want us to know that we have some abilities to empower ourselves. They want to help us learn how we can go into a place where we heal ourselves. We can do it. We have that confidence in it. And that's really incredible. You know, that just is mind-blowing to me. Like, wow. You know, so that's where I really wanted to focus today. Energy healing. I've even seen things out there where, and this one took me by surprise, but this was what they were putting out. Maybe the way they experienced it was, energy healing opens you up and now you're vulnerable. I actually have the opposite, and I always felt very highly sensitive, and I was one of those empathic, highly sensitive people, and I felt like I was just a sponge to everything around me. Understanding energy healing gave me what I needed and strengthened me. I actually felt like I had the opposite. I'm stronger with it. Now, if you're brand new to intuitive gifts or your intuition or your psychic gifts, whatever you want to call that, intuition is learning from within inside you. That's trusting your inner teacher, your inner, you know, your instincts. That's what intuition is. And psychic ability, like you're connecting with spirits or maybe a loved one that's crossed over, or you're connecting with the angels, which I'm doing. That's mainly what I do, is connect with them. I also have visits from my loved ones that have crossed over, and they're always very positive. Some people are very afraid of that, or they feel vulnerable. I want to explain some of that today. I want to explain how you can empower and strengthen and protect yourself energy healing today. I also want to show you the power of love and how amazing that is. And that's what you want to wrap around you in times of need. And we want to send out support and love with intention to all those that are really going through it right now. They're recovering. They probably don't even have power. They're probably not going to be able to listen to this, but that doesn't matter. We can still send that to them. Maybe they'll catch it later and they'll realize, wow, you know, I knew I was feeling some support that day. And a month later, they hear it later. But it doesn't matter. We don't need technology to send them what they need. But we're going to do it together today with technology. So that's what I want to do today. So I'm very excited about this today. I'm already feeling, you know, the ramping up, the compassion, and how much you can love with compassion, but in a detached compassion that helps someone and it doesn't drain you. That's part of energy work. So there's a lot that we're going to talk about today and really brush our skills up and kind of get our feet back on the ground. And grounding is a very important part of this. So some of you are brand new to this. Some of this will be a little bit of a refresher for you, but with a tweak. Because even for myself, I have to stop and realize, wait a minute, there's something else going on here. We have a little bit more that we can grow into or understand it a little bit deeper. So with that said, that's what we're talking about. It's energy healing, comfort with the angels today. If you want to call in or have a question, 1-800-930-2819. You are happy to do that. We also are live streaming in the video stream. You can see what that's about at jenroyster.com or on my YouTube channel, Jen Royster. Just put in Jen Royster, JenRoyster, and you'll find it. We have a live chat. We have some people over there already, so welcome to everyone in the live chat. So they're over there watching the show, and we're live streaming with WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. So hello to you up in the Northeast and our network, TransformationTalkRadio.com. So we're out there for you, audio, video. We're out there for those that can't connect yet because their generators need to keep their food safe. But, you know, I've lived down in Florida. I've got family in Florida, South Florida. I've got family in Texas. So we've been experiencing some water issues lately for people that I'm closely related to. So I really do understand what it might be like for you guys. So we're here to honor you and to connect with the light in you, with the light with us. So we're talking about energy healing, how we can be the love that we need for that, and the angels today. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll keep powering on. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com. Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
1230 WBLQ. And welcome back to the show. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about energy healing and restoring our energy, grounding into our energy. After going through some challenges, and this is really a dedicated show to those really feeling worn out from recent challenges, or, you know, and they could be anything. Yes, hurricanes. Yes, everything. You name it. Hurricanes, earthquakes, fires, maybe crime, maybe just financial, maybe it's just personal, but they're challenges. We're all going through something different across the world. This show is listened to and viewed over across the world. So it's not just what's happening in my backyard. My backyard is the water and the hurricanes, but we ended up being quite fortunate. We're just north of it, but all of our store shelves were empty last week because they thought it was coming this way. So we were in a state of, we don't know. And I went through it with family down in South Florida. So I'm with you. I just want you to know that we're sending out that love and that and and the mercy and the compassion to you. So what are we talking about? That is what we're talking about, how we can do this energy. So here we go. We have energy healing. What is that? The energy is your vibrational frequency of your energy field. That's the energy. What's going on with that is what reflects out. This is metaphysics now. That's what reflects out into your outer world, okay? So if it seems like, chaotic all over the place, what can we do to ground? Some of the grounding I've noticed lately, what is that? You know, what is that? We're talking about quite a bit, and I'm cramming a little bit of a quick 101 in there for people brand new to this. What in the world is grounding? That's grounding in, not trying to escape, okay? We're in the body. We're not trying to escape. Now, sometimes you just feel so stressed with life, you just want to escape and go into the ethers. And spirituality, religion, any of that has been used for that. Drugs and addictions have been used for that, to escape. We're not talking about escaping. We're talking about being grounded in and being present. This is what we need our soul to do so we can strengthen it. And this is how we're going to be present to make differences for the better in the future. So when we go through something, how do you see yourself? As somebody did something to you, you're a victim, you're angry, you're resentful, you always feel like the world's going against you. That is where your frequency might be. And we want to restore that and shift the perspective of that. When we raise our frequency to choose, well, I'm not going to be a victim anymore, and I'm not going to be this doormat for everything else. You're standing up and you're strengthening, and that is putting out a different frequency, which would reflect something different. So you see, it's not that, I attracted everything that happened to me recently. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when we go through something, we have a different perspective with it. When I've gone through some tough things, and I have, when I lost a lot of things, or I mean, things are material, you know, or big tragedies have happened in me, in my life personally. When I chose to approach it in a way that, instead of having this life is kicking me while I'm down, I said, you know, what can I learn from this? And if I've lost a lot of things, which I did one time, what can I do differently? Maybe it's time to take a different route or a different path. There are opportunities that will always come out of that's the phoenix rising out of the ashes. And it's interesting that September with Pisces energy, which I did a couple of weeks ago, is very much about what we focus on. Pisces will go, okay, let me help you enhance that. Okay, that's the whole month of September. So you want to keep focus on what you do want. And so say you did go through this recently and you're trying to figure it out. Okay, maybe it's time for me to change directions. Maybe it's time for me to bring in a whole bunch of new things. Maybe I just need to let go of some of this stuff or some people. I know there's been some loss of life, which that's always very hard, but we have to let go so they can move on too. And there's so much to the dynamic right now that it's overwhelming. And you may be feeling like you can't focus, or the mind is scattered all over the place, kind of in a shock. We bring it back with energy, and we bring it back into, no, I am here and I am safe. So claiming that within yourself. So if you just took a moment right now and closed your eyes and just felt the bottom of your feet on the floor, stomp them around, wiggle your toes, anything, you've grounded yourself back into your body. You're not escaping. That brings the soul right back in, your spirit, you're back in. You're not out trying to avoid. Anytime you feel like you can't focus, it's been happening to me too, so I've had to stop and do the same thing. There's other ways you can do it as well with crystals. You can use, if you're feeling very down or low, you can use the grounding crystals, which I have one right here. This one is a black onyx, if you want to see. It's just a little piece, little one that fits in my pocket. And you can use these. They help kind of give you something in the physical world to go, oh yes, ground, bring myself back in. Energy is very easy when you do that. I mean, bringing yourself back in. Some people have been afraid of what they might be tapping into, and grounding is very important before you even meditate. And then absolutely, I am going to only connect with divine connections and the divine energies and entities. I am not here for anything to mess with me or that has negative intention. You absolutely do that before you go into a meditation. And here's the thing, guys. You don't have to meditate for hours and hours and hours. Some people do. They're into that. You don't have to do that. 5 minutes is tremendous. 15 minutes tops. You don't have to do these long hours of that unless you are really, really wanting to do that. You will know if you really want to do that. You will know. You will know that that's your thing and that's what you want to do. But if you are just starting out and you feel like the mind just doesn't focus very well, grab you one of these little things. This one is, like I said, you can get black onyx. There's lots of different ones. This one is magnetite, I believe, and hematite is very good. And they're very inexpensive, actually, but they're grounding. They grind you. Listen to that. They ground you to earth. They just anchor you in, okay, into your body. So those are wonderful. I love crystals for that. The other one that I would highly recommend right now, if you are really feeling beat up by life and you are trying to bring the love in, to be the love, to know that you're worthy of love, is rose quartz. Absolutely, rose quartz is beautiful. These you can get in small pieces to carry around with you, because when you're healing or grieving or going through something big like this, definitely you want to find a way to help yourself remember. So I'm bringing in these basics because they're huge. You may just want to have one piece. I would say go clear quartz. Clear quartz is awesome to do anything. And today I got all of them sitting over here. But today I brought in this one. It's going to be weird on the video, but this is a sphere of clear quartz. And this is what I use when I meditate and send out energy to the world because it's the shape of the globe. This is the one that I love to send to a group. And I keep this always around when I'm doing the show because the show is going out to everybody, you know, in a mass broadcast. So things like that, simple, 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 are energy healing. You're grounding. Just that 1 minute of intention of, I am shielded and protected, thank you. And what can the angels do for us here? What can they do? That's what we're going to talk about in the next segment right after the break, is how the angels can come in and help you with this anchoring and how they can bring the comfort. And there's a very important thing here. They are not here to do it all for you. They're here to help you. It for yourself, which is huge, which has been a long time coming. I've been very this part. If you're trying to do things for everybody else, not doing for you, you might be going through some of the challenge of learning self-love. Because what did I say at the beginning? With energy, what you have inside your energy field is what's radiating out into the world. That's what you're putting out. Reflects back. That's how that works with law of attraction. That's how that works. Will respond to us. That's how we respond to others. What is it that they're sending out and what we're reacting back to? There's a lot of power here in what I'm talking about with energy, and I want to give you some basics today. Now, when we come back from a break, we're going to take a break in about a minute. When we come back, I want to make sure we go into how the angels help us with the comfort, how we can work with these different tools, and it's not that hard to get started in this and start to really feel some major changes in your life. It's huge. It's not hard. It just is a discipline to intend to do it and then actually follow through. So that's something that you have to choose. And, you know, so you're like, what is this? What is that? That's evil. we're not even going to go into that because we're going to focus on the positives and raise the frequency. My intention in this show is to do that. Let's raise the frequency. We're not even going to focus on anything negative. I just want everybody to know this is a place of refreshment today, and the energy combined together is going to lift each other up. So that's what we're doing today, energy healing and comfort with the angels. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com. Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
1230 WBLQ. And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you are just tuning in, we're working with restoring our energy field, lifting our frequency. Because we've been through some challenges recently. Everybody has, whatever it might be. But for some really big ones out there that are going through something that probably can't even connect today because they don't have any power, we're putting it out there for you. And we want you to feel it regardless of whether you even know it's coming or not. We just want to give you some love. So that's what we're doing. So while we're in this show, guys, I want you to have that intention. And I did want to mention hello out in the chat, video chat. That's over on my website on the video stream. And we were talking about the different crystals, and another brought up Chris. Hi, Chris. Thank you for bringing up petrified wood. Ah, petrified wood, yes. I have quite a bit of that around, so I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't even think about bringing that one up. My global crystal I brought earlier, So we'll use that, you know, this is something that I use to focus energy to the world. This love quartz, the energy of quartz pieces. So now, William, how angels can comfort us, help with something like this. Changing, and this is the way I've experienced it, so I'm sharing that. If it's changing how they help us, it's not like we say, please help us. And I did go over this before a couple of weeks ago, I think. But it's not like, please help us, and we wait for them to do it for us. They're really in a supportive mode now, and I'm really noticing that when they want to help us learn how to do things for ourselves. So how are they doing that? Well, first of all, if you've been shaken up and you've been going through it, like I said, stop, take 5 minutes, ground, close your eyes, feel your feet on the earth, wiggle them in your shoes, on the toes. If you can get down and right into the earth, that's great. Whatever makes you feel connected. See, for me, being out in nature does. The crystals do. That's part of nature. Animals, whatever it is, gardening, whatever that is for you. Maybe you just need to sit and be quiet. Tune it out for a minute. Whatever that takes, whatever works for you is my point. And Michael is the one that can really come through and cut the ties, help you actually to cut the cords to negative energy. And I'm bringing that one up because I would imagine with the way things have been going lately, there's probably quite the stomach upset out there, literally in the physical body, or maybe some respiratory breathing stuff, anxiety. And third chakra, which is right at the solar plexus, that's our power center, and it's been challenged, and that's our confidence. And that's our, you know, who's got the power, me or something else. And it's been challenged lately, really, for all of us. And Michael can bring in some amazing strength that can help you. First of all, he'll help you to cut ties to negative energy that you may be connected to. A lot of times what happens right in the solar plexus is where you'll hear those cords, those energetic cords, you might have heard that before, where we've got this anchor. We have energetic connection. And just think of it as a cord from between you and someone else, or you in a situation, or you in a place. All kinds of energetic cords are just coming out and connecting to everything in your life. Some are positive, some are not so positive. Defining which ones are pulling the drain is at a time, if you went through everything that you feel an attachment to in your life, might be a job, might be a person, might be, you know, an object. I know. Just think what it would feel like, you know, for what's happening with people that lost a whole lot of stuff last week. So what's the attachment? Is that a cord that needs to just be cut, let go of the attachment to it? That can be a really big deal. So that might be what's happening. So if you had a cord that was very positive and it was back and giving and receiving, that's a very healthy cord. You want to keep. Maybe one is you're the only one putting the energy out and it's a drain. If nothing's coming back, that might be something that you need to take a break from. Maybe limit the exposure to. Is just downright becoming causing you illness. Maybe it's time to cut that one. He can help you with that. He really can. He can help you with the strength and the courage. Okay, enough's enough. I need to change directions. I need to go a different way. I need to stop going down this direction. That's energy healing right there. What toxins stop or eliminate. The other side of that, if we get rid of what's taking room in there that's extraneous and it's like, oh, victim and all that, and just the negative, well, now you have this empty space. And we've really been feeling that this year with all the change. It's like this is going away, and I don't know, I feel in between. The in-between is the space that's waiting to be filled with what you choose. So if you've cleared out a bunch of stuff, or figured out for you recently. That direction on what could I fill that with now? If you have suffered major loss, what could I fill this with now that would benefit me and support me? This, I got through some of my tough, I was going through some major loss. And that tone and shifted, completely different story. It's almost as it's night and day how it changes. It may not feel like that, I know. It does do that. I've seen it happen way too many times to not work. And that's when people can really out what you need. Raphael can help you heal and mend. And also, there is another one that would be absolutely wonderful if we could just, if we need positive, just go to that positive place. And that would be Jophiel to lift you. So I am seeing a little bit that we need to go to a quick break. So it's a little unexpected. So I'm going to take that quick break and we will be right back.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature. Enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire. Allow more light with more ease and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit LynnMBrown.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Every time I work with energy, we have interesting stuff happen on the show, and I just realized that was happening again. It still has to be done. It's electrical. It's energy. It's an electromagnetic thing. I've got all kinds of crystals here hoping to protect the computers, but they're getting a little bit overloaded with the energy. So, and that's just, that's what it is. So this show is interesting. We've probably got some hours of editing to do on this one today, but that's okay. That's okay. We're doing it. We are putting out some beautiful love energy, and it is making its way across all boundaries to whoever needs it. Now, right before we had to go to that sudden break, we were talking about the angels that can help you. If you are really feeling down or discouraged or you need some pick-me-up, call on Jophiel. Jophiel is one that can really inspire some positive in your life. Raphael is great for the healing, whether it's health, grieving, emotional. And Michael can help you just get the clutter out of the way. Absolutely get the clutter out of the way. So we have an enormous amount of support, okay? We have support we can give one another. One of the most beautiful things I'm seeing out there is some of the beautiful sides of humanity that are coming together and pulling through for one another out there. It touches my heart. It brings tears to my eyes and joy, and I just love it. We want more of that. We want to bring that out in people. And it can overcome anything. Absolutely overcome anything. Now, another interesting tidbit that I want to share with you is this new moon that's coming up next week. We have a new moon. I know. It was interesting because I was doing this show for the energy and to really give you some boost and just to lift you and know that we're with you. And then I went and I saw and I was studying up on the new moon. And the new moon is on the 19th, 20th, depending on where you are in the world, okay? And it is going to be in a Virgo. And it's interesting what this one's about. After all of this Pisces September energy about what we focus on is what Pisces will help you manifest, we have a healing journey. After all this going on, it's a healing journey in Virgo, whether it's health or whatever. It was right in line with the same thing. I went, oh my goodness, I have to bring up this new moon. Now, that's next week, 19th, 20th. Look at your local time to see when that is. But take that opportunity with that new moon. This one is going to really have you come face-to-face with that, whatever that ailment, physical, emotional, spiritual is, you're going to come to terms with it. You're going to face the truth with it. You're going to heal it. It's time for it to go. It's time for it to be healed. So don't be afraid of that. Just know it's coming around to be taken care of. And we don't want to avoid that. So we've gone through interesting different things here that have progressed over the year 2017 into where we are right now. And this entire experience has been energy healing. We've been purging out old, and if we didn't, it was kind of being done for us because it needed to go to keep us on our path. And what are some metaphorical affirmations that work fantastic right now? I want to bring that up. These are very powerful, very powerful. If you've been trying to manifest something, like right now, maybe it's recovery, it's healing. First of all, you have to know that it's your divine right to happiness. It's your divine right to health. It's your divine right to prosper. And it's your divine right to love in order to send and receive love, to be worthy of all of these things. you want to look at, and this Virgo is probably going to help you do that. How do you see yourself in that? Do you see yourself worthy of receiving that? Or is it an approach of lack? Metaphysical energy, and the way we work with metaphysics, is our intention is energy. Our thoughts are energy. What we believe is energy. What we claim is the energy we're putting out to the universe, to God, for what we want to receive. So you are co-creating how you want your reality to be. You can absolutely be empowered in this. So if you have just lost everything that you own with these tragedies that have just recently happened, I want to bring you back and flip you around to a positive. You probably aren't hearing this now until you can get some sort of technology connection. But you know what? You look at that and you go, you know what? When something goes away, something better is offered, and things come in to replace, and they're usually better. But we have to see it that way. You have to accept that. Okay, I just lost all this, and I love it, and I'm going to miss it, and I get that. But then find a way to ground, stand up, and go, you know what? My life is, I'm choosing my life to be better than it ever was, and I'm going to rebuild in a positive way. I'm just going to do it. What about the ones that are going to claim that, well, I don't have anything. I don't have insurance. I don't have anything. You can claim that, and that's a claim you can, but I wouldn't. If I were in that position right now, I'd say, you know what? There is a way. The water will always find a way around the rock. There is opportunity just waiting for me to grab it and find a way to get into that mode where you will receive an unexpected blessing. It received it. But you, in receiving it, you don't just sit and wait for it to be all done for you. Get ready to get proactive. Get ready to move forward. Because this is like out of the ashes, the phoenix rises kind of thing, literally. And I know and I believe in every one of you that you can do this. I absolutely know that there's a positive out there for everyone. I know that you can find your way through happiness. I know you can find your way into a new place, even if you are rebuilding and replacing and figuring it out right now. I have done this before a couple of times, and it's emotional because you have to shed off all of that old energy. But we have so much support, and I see this whole world going into a new place. So just know that this is a time of love. Love is what you want to embrace. That's what you want to wrap yourself up in at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day. And no matter what you face that day, know that you're worthy of this love. You're worthy of positive outcome. You're worthy of rising above it, just like the phoenix, rising above it and being better than you were before. You can choose not to be. Negative energy is going to do that. Like the anger, the blame isn't going to get you very far. So I really highly recommend that get put off to the side and let that go. And that's not very easy. I know that. But you have to let it go. It's just time to let that go. There is no blaming somebody else. It's time for us to pick it up. This Virgo energy coming in is really going to have you go there. And it's going to give you opportunity to see the love within yourself. See that, wow, you know, I can be better than I was. And when I went through some tough times, I had no idea when it was happening. This was a while ago. And I had no idea when it was happening that, you know, all this loss was a positive. But when I started to see, like, wow, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. Now it made me go into a different direction that I needed to go. I started to really see it, and I started to really study the metaphysics even more. And I knew angels were telling me one thing, but then I got to where it's like, but I don't understand why I got to go through this. I could never comprehend that as a younger child. Why do I have to go through this? And now I understand that some of these things are our greatest teachers. Yeah, I don't want it to be tough. I don't want it to be tough. I want it to be love. I want it to be, you know, right now I'm just sending it out there. I'm feeling it. It's revving up in me. And before we go off the air here in about another minute, everybody just close your eyes with me for a minute and just feel the love being sent out right now, whether you're listening to this on an archive or live, just feel it wrapping around you and holding you and letting you know that you're going to be just fine. You're going to get through this. You're going to be better. You're going to find new creative outlets, new direction. Oh, I can really feel it. And I mean, I'm getting chilled all over. I don't know if I'm going to blow my motherboard again here because it happens to me a lot when I do energy over the air. But I just don't, it just doesn't matter. I'm not afraid if we're blowing it up. I want to send out so much love. And I'm sending it out with intention from my heart, but it's the divine that's bringing it. It's not just me doing it here. But I want you to all join me right now in doing that. Feel it for yourself and then pass it on. Feel it, pass it on to another that needs encouragement, that needs to know they can do this, get them back up on that horse so they can keep going. Who might be trying to give up or doesn't feel the hope, send it. You may not even know anybody that way. It doesn't matter. Just send it out there for the intention that it reaches those people right now. And they will get it. I don't know about you. I'm really feeling this. I always get these like crazy vibrations all through. So it's just the way it is. And we're out of time here on the show. It has been interesting. But I want everybody in the video chat, if you want to stay there, we'll keep that one running for a bit because I want to keep going with this video, with the energy for a moment. But we have are out of time with the station. So I just want to say I love you all. I know you can do this. And I want to lift you in so much love that and know the angels can wrap around you and support you and we will give you creative ways to find your way through this and life can be a joy again. It can. Thank you guys so much for listening. We're out of time here, so I do wish everyone much love. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.